centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today we're welcoming back an amazing guest that we had on previously, Reverend Doreen. Now, for those that listened to the podcast before, you know a little bit about Doreen. For those that are tuning in for the first time, Doreen is an amazing gifted healer, psychic, clairvoyant. She's had these gifts since she was a child. She's also an amazing minister. She performs weddings and, you know, she's just this faceted of healer that really embodies all the different kind of modalities within this esoteric realm. And so today, there's so many things that we can talk about, but today we're going to talk about beliefs and your truth. So Doreen, let's introduce yourself a little bit for the new people, and then let's dive into this topic.
Well then, hello everyone. Actually, I'm a minister of metaphysics and spirituality, and in studying that, we had an opportunity to study all different types of belief systems, what everyone believes in. And I believe that through that, you create your own dogma. A belief system gives you something to live by. It gives you a truth to live by. And it gives you empowerment to live by. If you're not anchored in something, or as they say, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. It's about having something in your life that works for you. So a belief system gives you something to fall back on. It doesn't matter if you're a Protestant, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Catholic, Muslim, Mormon, Wiccan, Jehovah's Witness, Science of Mind, or any of the many combinations of belief systems out there. It's all a foundation. And that foundation can springboard. You're not stuck in any belief system that you're using right now. A lot of people say are Catholic and they just hate Catholicism. They can't stand it, but they really don't understand it. And very often we don't understand the belief system that we're a part of. So therefore, you don't see the power of it. You don't see the power of working with saints and angels. But, you know, every Catholic knows about them. But if you were raised something else, you may not be familiar with it. But it's also about looking at a time in your life. If your belief system isn't working for you, change it. If that golden rule, you know, the Ten Commandments, if you don't understand them and you're trying to live them, change it. If Buddha's Eightfold Plan is supposed to be for you and you don't understand it, then you have to change it. You have to define what the beliefs are that work for you.
Yeah, because ultimately, I think what you're saying is regardless of the belief system within certain type of organized structure, every single person has a belief system. You know, every single person believes upon something, even if they're choosing to say that they want to believe upon nothing, that's still a belief system. Mm-hmm. And so it's looking at, you know, from what I'm hearing, it's looking at what is that defies you and what works about it and what doesn't work about it and how can you shift it.
Exactly. Every belief system has the same foundation. Love thy brother, service to all mankind. They're all founded under love. They're all founded under love. Because love is the universal thing that we are all here for. And what has happened is that somebody, usually a man, has stepped in some pulpit and just instilled fear into people. That you cannot have this love. You cannot have this happiness, this joy, unless you do this. Hmm. And that this thing is what has screwed everything up. It has instilled fear. You know, you can't have a... Love and fear cannot occupy in the same space.
Yeah, the opposite of the same coin, you know.
Exactly. So if you're going to, if all you believe in is that love heals all, that love is all there is, that is a wonderful belief system or truth, if that is your truth. So, you know, I like to teach people how to create their own belief system. Okay. You know,
and
you want to...
What, and how do you do that?
Well, the first thing you want to do is look at what do you believe in, you know? And sometimes you can take a week or 2 weeks just to really evaluate your beliefs. Because whether you got your belief from religion growing up or from soap operas. A lot of people got their beliefs from soap operas or from television shows. Because you'll hear something and you're like, yeah. I remember once Erica Kane on All My Children said, if a man can't be there when you need him, you don't need him.
Mm.
That I was like, yeah. Of course, I was very young. I was even allowed to date. I didn't know what it meant. I'm like, yeah.
So what you're saying, a lot of people got their belief systems from soap operas. She means she got her belief systems from soap operas.
But I didn't understand the belief. So here I am, what, 12? I was not allowed to date until I graduated from college, so I would not even understand this belief.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that belief systems can come into your life from all different sources.
Exactly.
And it might not be the traditional source that people think about, like school, organized religion, parents, mentors, siblings, things like that.
Music.
It could be any of these things. You could pick up something that you just hear
comment
on a TV show
and
it resonates.
Music, people hear some particular songs. That becomes their song. There's this, you know, if you deal with psychotherapy in any time, very often they'll tell you about having a theme song, a song that resonates with who you are.
Mm.
And it's finding that song. But your song could also change based upon where you are in your life.
Yeah.
You know, we're all singing a song, which is our truth.
Absolutely.
We all have that song that is resonating inside of us. But it's about saying, what is your song? What is your truth? And if it doesn't define who you are right now, if you are believing, if you don't feel that your truth is bringing about what it is, it's just making you feel fearful, depressed, angry. If you're experiencing lack and limitation, shame, you need to shift or completely change your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I used to tell a girlfriend of mine, she was like, well, you know, I prayed for this, it didn't happen. I said, you need a bigger God. Because I get everything I ask for. Your God is too small. If your belief system isn't bringing about the manifestations that you want in your life, it's about changing what it is that you believe. It all comes from within.
So when somebody's looking at what they believe in, like, is there like a process for that? Is there, you know, I mean, how do you know, you sit there and you're like, how did you uncover that? You had this belief system about relationships from a soap opera that you watched before you were 12. You know, like, it's how do you even figure that out? Because a lot of people don't know their self.
Right. Well, it's a process. And, I mean, it's just as you're saying, you can break it down into categories. You want to break down, get a pad, some paper, categorize things, relationships, family, education, growth, success, health, money. Did I say money already? What you want to do is, for each one of these and any others that you can think of for yourself, what do you believe regarding relationships? Oh, everybody gets a good guy. Oh, men are not good. Oh, women are floozies, gold diggers. What do you believe? You know, and just allow yourself just to write down what you believe. There's no wrong answer. But you just want to see where you are with this. And then you're in your next column, and you can break this down into columns. Is this belief working for you?
Mm.
You know, is my belief working for me that, that, you know, you can only make but so much money before it's all taken away. You know, a lot of people feel they can't have money.
Or they can't have money, or they can't, you know, or it's hard, or
it's
they
hard.
Struggle.
Yes, life is harder than you die.
Yeah.
You know, all the good ones are taken.
Yeah. And so it's maybe like these statements or these anecdotes or these things that are resonating, and, you know, what I'm hearing is to be as honest as possible.
Yeah.
Like, what are the things that you say in different circumstances or situations that come out like it's a matter of fact?
Yes.
You
well,
know?
I always get the losers. Huh? Cancel that. That's not my truth.
Yeah.
My truth is, you know, and I say that all the time with clients, that you've got to change the languaging. And whether you're saying it out loud or even inside, the universe does not know the difference. It's what you believe. And they just say yes.
Yeah, but there's that famous type of quote that's, I'll see it when I believe it.
Yes.
You know, meaning that you don't see what...
You don't see.
It's not that you have to see it to believe it. It's that you see what you believe.
Exactly.
And that, you know, I mean...
And you get what you think you deserve, not what you're asking
for. And you create what are these belief systems
exactly.
in your life to resonate with you, because that's how you feel that the world operates.
Exactly. What you think about, you bring about in your life. So it's looking at that, looking at your beliefs regarding money, regarding family, regarding career, regarding how you move in the world, your consciousness, your health. I've always been sick. I've always been sick. People who say they get a cold or they get the flu every year. I've never had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have room for it. You know, I don't have room. I don't have time.
So so another way of looking at the beliefs or looking what your given reality has been, you know, so some people might have a hard time separating the two and saying, well, that's not my belief, but that's what it happened.
It happens to
all
the women in my family. We all have this disease. Wrong.
Yeah. Or, you know, like you're saying, I always get the flu every year. That's just what happens. It's not my belief. I don't believe. You know, but you have to look at that. Because whatever your reality is on some level your belief system, because you believe that that's going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly.
So once you kind of create this list.
Once you create the list, start looking at your beliefs. Okay, does this belief work for me? I say yes or no. Yes or no. You know, if it does work for you, how can I make it better?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work for you, what is the belief that you would like to incorporate? And just write that down. Present tense, positive.
Okay.
It's not like, oh, that in 5 years, we're not asking for goal setting. This is not goal setting. This is what is a belief that you want to have to be your truth.
Okay, so not goals, but beliefs. I like that. Because the beliefs could be, you know, anything, whereas the goals are actually like attainable later on. So
exactly.
Like, so you can be in that state of that belief now in order to achieve that goal. So
exactly.
It might not be like, oh, I believe that I have $1 million in my bank account, but maybe money flows to me very
easily and effortlessly.
And abundantly, and I have, you know, I'm constantly growing my savings or something like that.
All my needs are met.
Yeah.
You know, I find, I feel, if you know, again, you have to believe in something. I find if someone is an atheist, I always feel sorry for that. I think you have no one to blame when things don't go right. Everyone else blames God or whoever, Jesus, what have you, Buddha, blah, blah, blah. But an atheist has no one to blame. I said, then it's your fault. Everything is always your fault. You want to have a belief system. You want to know there's a higher power beyond you, you know, that can handle all things beyond you and that it's working for your highest good now. But if you call it God, Jah, Ra, Allah, love, source, divine energy, you want to know you didn't put yourself here. You know, you're here by design. You're here by the collective power of the entire universe. People have lived and died and lived and died and lived and died and lived and died so that you could be here right now just to hear this.
Mm.
There's an agreement that you made to be reminded of who and what you are and what you're here to do. And that you have the power within you to transform your life to be the life that you want it to be, a life worth living. A life worth achieving, a life worth serving, a life that is worth embodying love.
Yeah. It's nothing more heartbreaking than seeing a whole bunch of people when you go to the stores or different things like that, grumpy, disgruntled, angry, sad, whatever it may be. And there's so much good that if you can turn that focus, there's a lot of turmoil and a lot of problems and pain that people suffer, but there's also a lot of good. And turning your focus on to how you believe it and see it.
Yes, and what you're grateful for. But in looking, you know, and getting back to this before we sidetrack into a whole other exercise, I feel that coming.
So you write what you would like the belief to be instead, but how does that integrate? Because if you've had this since you were 12, let's say, and you're wanting to shift this belief, I mean, just simply writing it down isn't going
to
change it.
Well, it's a start. No, you anchor it. I mean, you want to look at what do you believe in, right? So you break it down into those categories. And even to go further into really getting into your own psyche, you can ask, why do I believe in this? You know, where did this belief actually come from? You know, so you're not like, this is it and I want this. It's like, where did this come from? Because we have to diffuse it. Because if it came from, well, my mom always told us that. So that's what we believe. That's what people believe, you know, money grows on trees, but they don't have any trees. Get a tree! I can't grow plants. So therefore, you can't have money. That's wrong. You need a different belief system. How long have you actually had this belief system? A month, a day, a year, a lifetime? So you want to know that. Do you understand what the belief really means? Sometimes people will say things and we don't understand it, but we recite it like, you know, Socrates. Money grows on trees. What does that mean? It means that there's an unlimited amount of money that is actually rooted in the spirit of the earth, that you could always have be supported.
Mm.
If you believe that money does grow on trees, you see trees last forever. So therefore, there is a force that is living. I used to always wonder how trees grow, but I never see anybody water them, especially in California. Say, how do these trees live? 5 days of rain a year. I don't get it. But I don't. But it's knowing. If you say, yes, my money is rooted in the earth and grows unconditionally, 24/7, 365, that's a different belief system when it talks about money and trees.
Mm.
So it's really looking at that. It's not that it doesn't grow on trees. It grows like a tree. Strong.
Yeah. What is that metaphor really intending
exactly.
and meaning? What
exactly.
does that statement mean? Because if you're just reciting statements, you're not necessarily
mm-hmm.
getting at the heart of what that interpretation is.
Exactly.
Someone could really dismiss that statement like, oh, a childish statement that people say money grows on trees. But when you look at it in the way that you're depicting it and see that there's this abundant supply and that money continues to grow and be
mm-hmm.
able to be harvested and be able to continue to grow stronger, bigger, brighter year after year,
exactly.
you have a different perception
exactly.
of even those words that end up coming out of your mouth or internally spoken.
Exactly. So you look at your belief, and if it's an old belief that you used to do, you ask yourself, does this still work for me today? If it doesn't work for you today, that's when you know, okay, it's not working for me today. I've transformed. Just like we transform from money doesn't grow on trees to money is a tree. That's how it should be. So if it is working for you, like I mentioned, you want to up it. If it's not, what do we want to change it to be? What is the new belief? And you get to define that all by yourself. Or you can define it based upon something you have read and the books that you've read or you've heard online. Or at church or any form of community center or place that you go to, or maybe television. You hear, you know, writers are very profound people. I'm a writer, and sometimes they sneak things in there.
Oh, yeah, always.
You know, I have written on my wall this saying that I heard on a show that used to be on in the 90s called Just Shoot Me. It said, sometimes on your way to your dream, you get lost and you find a better one.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very powerful because we're always like, this is a dream. But anyway, people all the time who are successful very often say, I fell into it.
Yeah.
You know, because you were on your way. I was on my way to Avenue Way and I made a left turn on 12th Street and here I am.
Yeah, because it's meant to get you into motion and action.
Exactly.
Where you go from that, you don't know if you're not that person yet. You know?
Exactly.
How do you know what you want in the future you?
Exactly. What worked for you 5 years ago may not work for you now
mm-hmm.
at all.
And that's what you were saying about these belief systems is that you're changed now and you're somebody different. So examining those belief systems, or maybe even if you are partly the same, maybe some of those belief systems that you adapted weren't even yours to begin with or resonated as true. So it's time to shift them.
Time to shift. So you want to get a whole new piece of paper where you're going to be documenting what your new belief systems are. Once you come up with them, and you can take your time doing this. It doesn't happen overnight because you're creating what you want to believe in. And you may just take one. You may say, okay, well, right now I'm going to do abundance, what my new belief is about abundance or about work and career or about health or about my environment.
Hmm.
You know, some people feel that their environment, that, you know, is always going to be dirty. I always live in a ghetto. You don't have to. You can change that. People are changing their environments every day.
Yeah.
You know, and then the environment that you live in starts from within. All of this starts from within you. Your healing starts from within you. Your abundance starts from within you.
Yeah. I always say internal or outside reflection is just a reflection of your internal self.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. It's a festering. It's an outward festering. Like cancer. Cancer, something got rooted and it's been festering. And sometimes it may take a month, it may take years, but it's about looking at the cause. When did, what happened? Depending on, that's healing. It's a whole healing conversation. Depending upon where that cancer is in your body, it represents something in your life. A lot of people don't think about that, but that's another conversation.
On stored stagnant energy that doesn't allow for cells to grow properly.
Exactly.
You know?
That as well. Yes,
shift
yes.
it and change it.
That's it. You have the power to do that. But once you start breaking down what my new belief system is, for each one, and you can take them as a grouping, or you can just take one, you want to work with it for at least a week. 7 days to 21 days, you want to work. I mean, it takes 21 days to change a habit or to, you know, create one.
So do you think that you should look at the different categories and kind of break it down as changing one category at a time instead of some people get a little overzealous and want to do, oh, I'm going to change every belief system that I have starting right now?
Well, yes and no, because it depends upon the individual, because you can create a new mantra for yourself,
mm-hmm.
which speaks of your life. You know, I now have the best life ever and I am thankful. I know in my heart that I am abundant. I am free to create the things that I want, and I believe that I am deserving of all of them. Love is the staple of my being. I breathe love. I radiate love. I magnetize love to me, and I feel great. I know that there is a power above me that can handle all things above me, and it's working for my highest good now. And I resonate with that, and I accept that. I know that my higher power is indeed a power that's in me that allows me to manifest the things that I want in my life. Life is good. God is good. Everything is beautiful. And I accept that as my truth. And so it is. You can create a mantra. And I just made that up. But you can create your own.
Or you can take that one.
And add to it. Because I didn't talk about health. I didn't talk about really wealth or wealth consciousness.
But that's where you can go into the individual
exactly.
ones, like I'm saying. It's like, what if you need to shift your relationship mantra or your
exactly.
this or that. So that's an overcompass, like the whole,
mm-hmm.
you know, you, but the little details within, the fine tuning.
Exactly.
You know, do you recommend that the fine tuning do all at once, or you kind of take it step by step? So
take
you can
it step
really.
Step by step. I mean, you've been, for many of us, and I don't know how old anyone is, but you very often we've been vibrating in this same frequency of your old belief system for at least 20 years. So taking another 21 days or taking a month to really evaluate who you are and what you're doing, that's fine. The key is once you decide that you want to change something about yourself, stuff just starts falling off. That's half the battle, is recognizing that there is a change that needs to happen and that you no longer want to accept this particular thing as status quo. Once you start that, the change starts happening. And that's what's really powerful and wonderful. You know, so it's just that, and then creating whatever that belief system is that you want to create for yourself, broken down into a mantra, you know, or I say declarations. I'm not really a firm believer of an affirmation. A declaration is like is what you know to be your truth. You know you're gonna breathe. You know that. You don't affirm. I will have breath to breathe the entire day. I am now breathing every hour. You don't have to. You don't do that.
I like that. I like that distinction.
So when you're declaring it, it's what you know to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just anchored in it. There's certain things about ourselves that we know. And when somebody, you know, when, as you start transforming or changing, people always want to try to remind you. They're fun people who try to keep us in our past. And I always call that like a pop quiz. Well, you know, you always get the bad guys. That I don't accept that. That's not my truth.
Yeah.
My truth is I draw to me the highest possible being ever. You know, just like saying, you want more potatoes? No, thank you.
Yeah.
That's not my truth. You can reject it when people, because people, especially family or so supposedly close friends, will try to keep us in our past when we are trying to move forward, because that's what they know. It's about letting them know, I'm changing right now. I'm transforming. Feel free to join me, but I'm going.
Hmm.
Who you know as Doreen or who you know as Christina is transforming into someone bigger, better, bolder.
And it's important to note that, you know, it's going to be a little challenging to be around those individuals that seen you or knew you as somebody before for only, the so many interactions. But once they see you as somebody different,
yes,
a few times, they get to know that as you, and they identify that as you. But it's all about taking that power back and having
exactly.
that imprint. You know?
Exactly. And that's why it's not even about, unless you and a couple of people are working on this together, it's not even about telling people what you're doing.
No, it's showing up, but
exactly.
it's knowing that, like, you know, you're going to be faced with some adversity.
Oh,
if,
yes.
if they've always seen you, it's just like this. I mean, since we're using the food analogy, if they've always seen you as a meat eater and you become a vegetarian, when you go around that family, they're going to keep on trying to feed you meat.
Yes.
But, you know, you go around them for many times and, you know, you tell them, no, I'm a vegetarian now. No, I'm a vegetarian now. Pretty soon, they don't even ask you. In
exactly.
fact, they start to put tofu on the grill for you or something.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Like, you know, and it becomes a known reality that if you switch back to meat, they would find that weird.
Yes. What happened? See,
yeah.
I knew you would stick with it. That's what people try to say. And it's like, well, I did my best. Like when I meet somebody, usually, and it's not always with women, but very often, if I meet a woman and she says that she's been a vegetarian or vegan for like 10 years, 15 years, she said, but now I eat meat. I say, what's his name? Because usually there's a man involved watching. And they always say, you're right. I'm like, well, but you can always switch back. You didn't have to eat, but then you could have converted him or just continued to eat what you eat. But
yeah.
very often, but sometimes, and we're not trying to convert you into being a vegan because everybody's body is not a vegan body. Everybody's body is not a vegetarian body. It's about knowing what your body wants. And if you listen to your body, it will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to your spirit, it will tell you what you need to know, what you need to do, what you should be believing in.
Yes.
So you want to take these new beliefs that you've created and you want to anchor them from 7 to 21 days or until you feel that click.
And so what's the process of, you know, anchoring? What does that mean?
It means you're reciting it a minimum of 3 times a day, first thing in the morning. If you've written out what your beliefs are, you want to read them because your mind is open first thing in the morning. What you talk about in the morning, what you read or what you watch on TV goes right in. So if even before you get out of bed or before you turn on a television or a radio, you read over.
Or look at your Facebook newsfeed.
Yes. You read over who you are now. And just take that breath and just allow that to go in. That yes. You can allow yourself, if you have time, to go further. What does it feel like to have this belief? What does it look like, smell like, sound like, taste like? If this is my truth. If my truth is all my needs are met, how does that feel? How does the world look to me, that the world I live in, where all my needs are met? If it had a sound to it, would it be a drum beat? Would it be an angelic choir? Is it just rhythm and blues? All your needs are met. So you just take that moment. It's like, yeah, that's me. And just feel it. And then if you have another one, then you go on to the next one. Because what you're doing is, you know, we all know a new car feel. We all know a new car smell. But what do we know what abundance looks like or smells like? All your needs are met. What does that feel like? Is that same leather cushion that's in the car? Does it feel like a cool breeze on a summer's day? Does it feel like heat? If you're from New York City and it's July and you step from the inside your apartment outside and you're just, it's like walking into an oven. Does it feel like heat? What does it feel like to you?
So what I'm hearing is that you wanna take the words and create emotions with it.
You want to use your senses. Either
yeah.
we control our senses,
senses
or they control us.
In that and having that emotional and sensation and verbal kind of
and visual
and having all of those be anchored in, it creates a reality.
It creates a reality. It creates what I like to call a zone. Like athletes have a zone. What's your zone? When you're living the life that you want to live, when you're living the life that you were born to live, and that's what creating this whole belief system is about. It's about allowing you to step back into the life that you signed up for. No one said, in my 33rd year, I like to experience complete poverty, and I like a depicting disease. If you could make that happen for me, that would be good. Can I do that? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Nobody said that.
Yeah.
Things happen. They happen for us. They happen sometimes to us. But they're all there. There's a higher power to help move you through that. And you see that when you have, especially with illnesses and diseases, you see people online all the time who are achieving miraculous things with no legs, no arms. And here we are. Can't even go to the store.
But so true. So these new belief systems, and it's, you're saying 7 to 21 days to kind of put that out there and to do this practice, and you're saying in the
before
morning.
Before you go to bed, yeah, first thing in the morning, before you go to bed at night, the last thing you do at night, you take in. So whether you are watching, you know, television, one of those tonight shows, or you're on CNN or, you know, complaining about your day, or on Facebook again, looking at other people's troubles, what do you want to take in? Because when you're sleeping, that's what you're digesting. You know, before I went to bed last night, I asked, what should I be speaking about today?
Mm.
You know, allow me to know, show me in a dream or something, let me know.
I love that.
And you can ask questions as well. You know, that's another whole technique in regards to things that you need to know or find out about. You can ask that question before you go to bed and receive that answer in the morning. And sometimes you're up. Like, I moved some papers on my desk and I said, well, what's this? And it's like, oh, belief systems.
Mm.
I should talk about that.
Interesting.
And the piece of paper I found, that piece of paper is like 10 years old. Don't know why it's on my desk.
It was meant to be. So the morning and the night, and then I'm guessing.
And I feel at some point during the day, you know, it doesn't have to be like 12 noon, 1 o'clock. You get to decide. I believe in the power of threes. So
okay.
You can have it on your phone. You can have it on a piece of paper. And just, you know, read over it. And it's like, yeah. And take those extra few minutes, if nothing else, just to feel it.
And how do you know when it's anchored in that you don't have to continue? Because you said well, it's a small range, but it's still a pretty big range, 7 to 21 days. So, well, you know.
7 to 21 days, but for certain things, you feel it because you're ready for that change.
Okay, so let's say I'm at day 15, like, what will happen when I know? You know, like when is it okay for somebody to stop? And then there's also that notion that if you keep on reinforcing something that's already within you, it's almost like you don't believe that it already exists. So there's a certain threshold where you can't keep on doing something for 40 days. It's like you're not trusting that it's ingrained in you,
well,
right?
True, and it depends on the languaging that you're writing out. Because when you're doing your present tense positive, it's a different feeling than the affirmation.
Yes.
You know, it's a different languaging. But at the same time, like I said, sometimes things click and you know.
Okay, so people just trust.
It's listening. And sometimes you enjoy going to that space, you know, that place of, you know, all my needs are met. You're like, yeah. And things start showing up.
Yeah.
That's why. When you do something and you know, when I teach all my other things about manifestation, within like 2 weeks, 14 days, things start showing up in regard to what you are stating to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody may say, well, you know how you are. And I'm like, no, that's not how I am. You defend yourself, not even in a mean way. It's like, you know what?
That's not my reality.
That's not my reality. It's not my truth anymore.
That's like if somebody told you that she's wearing a red shirt today. So if I said it's green, that's not true.
Yeah, that's not my truth. No matter what I have on, it's red. And that red represents the power and the flame that's within me that allows me to manifest all the things I want in my life. So there. No.
But, you know, like, I'm just, like, driving some points home. Okay, so.
Yes, we're playing.
In creating these belief systems and things like that, you know, going through each of those different modules three times, you know, just to, like, summarize,
yeah.
You know. And then you can get into other belief systems, and it sounds like since we're ever changing, that what would be like a recommended every X amount of time period that you re-examine your belief systems?
That's interesting. Sometimes you can look at it, I want to say sometimes yearly.
Okay.
You know, at least, because you, certain things, and you can even, you know, in creating what your beliefs are, you can create beliefs that already exist. That, like, once again, you may see something online, YouTube, or that you know before from the Bible or for something else, and decide that I really want to anchor this belief. I really want this to be a part of my life. You know, it wasn't before. I kind of did it half-ass. But now I really want to get into this. And so it may require a longer period of time. It may require you deciding that the other thing that you were believing on is no longer your truth, and you no longer want to believe that. I no longer accept in my life that abuse. You know, many women and even men go through emotional and physical abuse in relationships. Mm-hmm. And they've accepted that as their truth. And they will go from relationship to relationship to relationship, believing that love has to hurt.
Yeah.
Until you decide love doesn't have to hurt. Love is gentle and kind. It is soft. It's soft like cotton. It's cool like the ocean. You know, you get to decide that I no longer want to believe in this. And anything that we release, whether you're doing a burning or you're just denouncing it from your life, you have to have something else to replace it with. Otherwise, it goes to lunch and it comes back. And you get to really evaluate yourself saying, am I really still believing in this?
So that's another one that we'll get into on another time, is this burning ritual that's really good to be done on the full moon. If anybody's ever around in Los Angeles, every full moon or the day before, day after, right around that time frame, Doreen holds a burning ritual to release in that full moon and to draw in what you want in your life. So, I mean, that's a great thing that I think her process and the way that she does it. Now let's talk a little bit about more your truth.
So, in regard to my truths, and I'm going to read you my truths so you have an idea, okay? And I have them for each different areas, and you can create them, just like I was telling you guys. My first one regarding God. I see God in everyone and everything. I step aside and let God be God in my life. God is all there is. Second, golden rule. I do unto others as I want them to do unto me. Love. I love everything and everyone. I seek to find reasons to love if necessary. Responsibility. I am responsible for the things I do. My actions will bring reactions. Freedom. I have the power to choose my path and change my path. Thoughts. The one thing I have complete control over are my thoughts. What I think about, I bring about in my life. I draw unto my vibration, my joys and my sorrows. My state of mind creates my state of results. Forgiveness. No grudge is worth holding. No hurt so light that it's worth carrying around. Tomorrow isn't promised. Forgive yesterday. Forgive today, forgive now. Abundance. God is the source of my supply. No person, place, or condition controls my supply. God is unlimited, therefore my supply is unlimited. Laughter. Laugh and the whole world laughs with me. Cry and I ruin my makeup. If I can see the humor in any bad situation, I'm halfway out of it. I laugh often and much, but especially at myself. Service. I am here to serve. Service is a gift to be given joyfully, for in giving one receives. Service is the rent we pay for the privilege of living on this earth. Gratitude. An attitude of gratitude is essential. I am grateful for each breath that I breathe, for each life that I interact with. I am thankful for anything and everything, for all of it is a blessing from God.
Those are amazing. I think what we'll do is we'll put them up as a blog post and a link so that everybody, if you're listening, you can find that and have them if you're willing to share those with the world.
Well, I suppose. And all of these are not things I've created. Shirley Chisholm said service is the rent that we pay for the privilege of living on the earth. Mm-hmm. I didn't create that one. You've heard the golden rule. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
I may have been around during that time. But
the putting,
yes,
all of those together,
exactly,
as, you know, something in mantras that if people are having a difficulty creating their own, or if, mm-hmm, they want something to base it as an inspiration,
yes,
as a guide,
as a template.
Yeah. I love that.
I have no problem.
So anything else to add before we kind of wrap up a little bit?
May those who see me who sent me. May those who hear me hear the voice of God, hear their message with truth, with love, with laughter, with clarity. May those who touch me feel as if they've touched the hem of the garment and their lives are transformed. May those who smell me smell the sweet fragrance of spirit. So it's just knowing that when you are centered in the truth, when you have beliefs that you believe in and that actually work for you, you radiate that. You avoid a lot of the smallness in life. Because where you are, certain things won't affect you. When you're vibrating, having your truth raises your vibrational frequency. So if you're just running into trouble, running into fear, doubt, worry, negativity, shame, guilt, lack of limitation, you're vibrating too low. Change one thing about yourself and your whole world changes. So as you transform yourself through transforming your truths and your belief system, you raise your frequency, your vibrational frequency. And you draw to you a whole different life. And it's amazing how you'll be able to start manifesting differently, better. Bigger, better, bolder. Bigger, better, bolder. Bigger, better, bolder. Yeah. So thank you, Christina, for this
thank
time.
You. Again, everybody, there's so much Doreen can share. And a lot of what she was talking about and sharing and the belief system, she does have a couple books, a book and a workbook that people can get. And you get, where can you find that to download at least the MP3 for it or whatnot?
Yeah. We may have to make it available to Liberate because I used to have a very heavy web presence and it disappeared because I was transforming and I need to put it back up. Because the book is a little bit out of print. It's on Amazon. It was on Amazon.
So you can find it. So if you look at Spiritually Speaking, Get Over It, if you allow yourself, there's a workbook that goes with that. It can take you through the steps. Of course, if anybody would like to, you know, work with Doreen, she does healing on that energetic level, that physical level, can take you through some of these steps. And, you know, it's not limited to being people that are local in
exactly.
and around here. Phone calls, Skype calls, different things
yes.
like that. We can do any of those as remote sessions and even distant healing. A lot of people,
yes.
you know, once you get into understanding that energy is energy and that there is no time and space frequent or continuum, that you can tap into anywhere in the world and actually
exactly.
do healing. It's a little harder for sometimes people to get a grasp on, but definitely the coaching, the mentorship and that, and then when you're open to it, the healing can be even sometimes more effective on
yeah.
a distant level.
Yes.
So, of course, once again, you know, you can find Doreen at Liberate Emporium at yourweddingminister.com.
If you're getting married or renewing those vows.
Or if you know anybody that is, I mean, she is definitely, as you hear the reverence and the channeling of the divine through the words that she speaks, it's tapping into that energy frequency to unite two souls together, you know, which is a beautiful thing. Thank you all for joining. If you really enjoyed this episode, we would love your feedback and to leave us a review, especially a review on iTunes.
Yes.
When you leave a review on iTunes, 5 stars would be great, but whatever you feel, it allows people to find us. So without the reviews, we're not searchable. So if you just take a minute and, you know, give us a review, you can also find us on Instagram, Liberate Emporium, also on Facebook. And, you know, again, once again, the enormous help that reviews help. And so just visit us for more episodes. Look us up on Podbean, iTunes, and you can also find us on our website, liberateemporium.com, and look under the podcast section for some of the other additional episodes. Till next time, thank you.